No, I just unplug it moments ago. I can plug it back in if it gives you navigational help on the show.
I'm just saying it for this Japanese guy.
Yeah, but you're stopping. You're stopping its conversation with other beams of perception or whatever, right? Like, isn't that part of like a network? You know, like those are like the abyss creatures that.
Whoa, you're right. Hey, abyss creatures, help us.
Yeah, Bob. Do you hate radio?
Help us fight, Lieutenant Coffee.
Yeah, why do you hate radio? Yeah, there was a little bit of abyss creature in the Pacific Rim monsters.
You'd think so. I mean, Pacific part.
Yeah. It's like they were
little transparent people, things.
If I only had a thorn. It was to be destroyed.
Now, see, I'm ruining it. But
farther and farther away from the original joke. But that's okay, because the original joke is so powerful and so gigantic in terms of how it affects humans.
Well, that's the thing. If I had it, like, on a cart or something, you know, I'd just be, like, playing it.
And the whole world would be going, yes, it must have been a thorn. I mean, never mind. I'm turning into Michael Pepe. I hope the show stops soon.
Well,
it's getting worse and worse.
The show will stop soon, as you know. You must know. We have to bring it to an end. We must be gone. Anyway, I don't want to inflict a sense of urgency upon you. We can simply enjoy the last 20 minutes here in total comfort.
Oh, look, the girls from Bonobos have come over and they're supporting us on these giant pillows.
Yes, I'm glad that we can undergo these outlandish...
They're marching us back to the club with these remote mics.
Yes, I know, it's a bit of a sticky wicket.
It's just a digital file, really, it'll be over soon.
Well, you know, just show them no fear.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, on the tarmac of the show. That was the tarmac music, right?
Yeah.
Like we are the hosts.
We in the show lands.
Walking slowly toward the camera, you know.
The more we do that, the less likely it is that I can remember the guy. or maybe it'll come to puzzling evidence. But in order to get him, they have to chop him off an enormous lump, larger than a bathtub, larger than a refrigerator. This huge, quivering white cube.
Well, that's the price you pay.
It was terrifying to see that thing coming down the assembly line. What a sense of mortality.
Now, I'd like to watch them when they chop it. How do they chop it?
It's some kind of a machine that does it. They don't do it with a chopper, that's for sure.
Got some big guy there with a big old meat cleaver just hacking away.
Well, that would be wonderful. Those brawny arms are constantly at work. Yes, that would be a
meat cleaver in each hand, just whack, whack.
But it's not a meat cleaver. The stuff has a consistency less than cheese, you know. It's almost like a meringue. You have to cut it with certain finesse. And so high speed, it's forced, I think, through various gratings. And, you know, it's just rendered down. It's chopped and made the optimum size. There's the larger size and the small size. Well, ladies and gentlemen, and don't worry about that.
So?
Lots of sound.
it's safer that way, and have a fried egg on it too when you get it.
I got Pete's disease in me now.
Because of where you're sitting, probably, right?
Yeah. I don't know. But I'm just going to show up, like, naked at his house and talk about how his disease is in me.
Okay.
He put his disease in me.
Man, it's been so
and
long.
And then there's that great Laura Dern face where she's
the dinosaur.
Yeah.
It's an old Civil War saying. Did the men see the dinosaur? And then, yeah. And then, in the version I know, she's in the corner crying for about 20 minutes. And I hope that's not who I think it is calling. Because we shan't let them change the philosophical import of this show that is post Over the Edge. We will not support Over the Edge's philosophy any longer. So call 848-425-510 area code if you want to call. And for those of you on drugs, it's 848-445. But for the moment, nobody's going to answer the phone because there's not a sentient soul within 3 miles of this radio show.
Lake Forest area at my house gonna help me.
People on drugs can call the show.
No dwarves, please. But never mind, because it's all over. There's no more okay. Stall speed. There's no
as long
more.
As long as K Rob is a naked Laura Dern, then we're all gonna be happy, right?
Yep. Looks like he's doing it right now.
Okay. All right. It's the end of my life. Bye.
See, people on drugs can call the show.
All right.
And right now, Hal and Pedro are stuck in traffic on the bridge. Actually, it won't be on the bridge. It'll be after you get off the bridge and the whole ramp that goes into where the show is inside the mountain, that's all being worked on because they want to make it more secure against Al-Qaeda. The men's club in the East, which will be here soon, with their weapons and their philosophies. And this is a more philosophical way show.
Qaeda.
The last one was just to get you on the ground. You reach stall speed. Man. That's a pretty strange kind of thing. It's a thing. It's just a thing. I didn't mean to.
Was very good.
Okay,
your
thanks.
Singing.
Yeah.
Is that all?
Yeah, we were singing about. That's all. That's pretty much it. We're not going to do much more tonight of that. Although, yeah, what's going to happen if Jerry Lewis dies? Do you think there'll be this big? Oh man. Or will it just be like, oh, it's that guy? Yeah, yeah. He was in the.
I think Spy is going to like. She's going to weep a little. I think. You know, kind of like never giving Jerry his due.
Right, yeah. If you read
in the paper, when Jerry died, went away.
See, philosophy makes everything all stony.
He's a real nowhere man.
Come on, Liz.
Try this.
More of it, more of that.
Yeah, the cowbell.
There are literally hundreds of such patents on
your show.
No, you know what I was trying to do? I was trying to get a George Takei quote from the. Is it Takei? Takei, like toupee. Got it. From the animated series where he like he's on the away team and they didn't call it the away team back then, but he beams down to a planet and this like ambulatory plant, you know, kind of like a brood itself and walk around, It, I think it's like that they return to the shore leave planet. You know, where it's like you think of stuff and then like it manifests, you know. So we think happy thoughts, right? But he gets
the early version of the whole.
But he gets pricked by a like a plant, right? Like a prickly plant. And he's like, ouch. And he's like, must have been a thorn. And I've been trying to like master the must have been a thorn quote. And I realize that what you have to do is kind of get it right, but you have to kind of say it like you have a maybe like a stuffed up nose a little bit, you know, like must have been a thorn.
Thorn. It's all about the thorn. Must have been a thorn.
Game of thorns.
So you're like using your you know your deep kind of George Takei throat, but you can't send it through your nose because it's stuffed up. So there's kind of like a bottled up kind of thing.
You know, you are talking about the man who owns the internet.
Yeah, I don't think it'll hurt. I'm seeing that our numbers are going down sharply because of this.
George Takei.
Must have been a thorn.
So. You give up a day of your life just trying to get the quote.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, because when I heard it, I was laughing. And then I just couldn't stop saying it, you know, like the whole day or whatever. You know, I was watching it. It's like just with a kitty and everything. Must have been a thorn. And then I ran into Sherilyn today, and I was like going like, oh, I got this great quote, you know. And it's not like it's a great quote. It's just that I just had a lot of fun saying it. But it's like I couldn't get the right voice to come back, you know, when I was like, oh, I lost it. I can't say it right anymore. Or at least to, you know, the, like, funny satisfaction.
GG.
What they say.
That's the Dick Cheney iceberg.
That's right. Here in the salon, you can't tell if it's a wonderful party.
No smoking, eating, or drinking are permitted within the system.
Sonny Chima.
Oh, I'm right in harmony.
I'm sorry.
So sorry.
Because coffee is the calm moment that lets you think.
Thank you, Heart.
Coffee gives you the time to dream.
I said thank you, Heart.
And
that's cool. No, no, I know you've had coffee. Quit
no
talking.
Drink does that like coffee.
Take her out.
Join the coffee achievers.
Think you better die.
What's your name again?
Coffee.
How about a coffee Rito?
Gets all over your uniform on the way back to class.
Stupid Bob.
On a plane.
Thank you, and have a pleasant flight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I couldn't remember what the...
Plane equals, you know, either snakes or death or...
We just need to know everything. Hey,
they're always whitest before dawn.
Not enough.
That was
50,000 watt clear channel.
The Puzzling Evidence Show.
Radio North America, Central Studios, Los Angeles.
I'm Beetle John's dad.
Okay, they're coding the funny talk that he's making. There we go. Okay, there. Better show happens now. What you're listening to is a countdown to a better show. You're not even real, are you?
Then get noise.
Promise.
And for some reason, I stepped off the curb, and when I did, a shot came from behind.
Yeah.
And passed over my left ear.
/pedal spin. 104 confirmed. Down one. 104.
Puzzling Evidence.
I landed on my face atop the armrest across the back seat, and Jerry jumped on top of it. Then, all of a sudden...
I'm sorry.
People on drugs can call the show.
No dwarves, please.
Leap up, leap the rainbows of the brooks, jump from rock to rock.
That's like that guy that said
effortlessly.
Why do you keep slapping yourself?
I'm just trying to stay awake.
Because it's fun when I stop.
Well, I didn't realize you were doing it, too. You can quit it. I'll just do the slapping over here.
Yeah, if I'm going to slap myself, then...
And we hope we haven't injured, I mean, offended...
Listen to that interesting sound that caller is making.
That caller is crooning in sorrow because we've offended and injured. I mean, yes, offended.
That's one of the strangest calls we've ever gotten.
Well, it's a call from very far away. Picked up by our deep dish radio antenna.
Is that caller singing a very high note?
Okay. Recorded from the lesser Magellanic Cloud and the general celestial vicinity of the Crab Nebula. Readers of Pete Goldie's column will remember that the Crab Nebula is actually the remains of a disintegrated solar system.
You are the new American society.
Well, they put
the movers and the shakers.
That one has David Bowie.
You are the new coffee generation.
Because coffee is the calm moment that lets you think. Coffee gives you the time to dream it. Then you're ready to do it. No other drink does that like coffee.
Join the coffee achievers.
Hey, how about coffee?
Your coffee? Better wait till they finish, and we don't
want to
lose them now.
Yeah,
you're beyond bankruptcy. I've also been seeing ominous notices in the chat stream about dues and financial problems of the station. And so on. Is anybody?
We're not allowed to talk about it. We were told.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I never said it.
Dr. Howe's the man.
We're not allowed to talk about what we're not allowed to talk about. We're allowed to talk about.
We're not allowed to talk about it.
I
guess these
sounds like the living theater.
I am not allowed.
You're listening to the Evolution
on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
So you want to know what it's about?
I am not allowed to. Yes, I am. I would like to know.
Oh, we're not allowed to talk about low power FM.
Oh, all right.
And that's where all the problems start and, as far as I'm concerned, end. Because everything else about
it is the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Pretty much fine. No problems. Humming along.
I want to convert the whole thing so it works on an old Lionel Train transformer. And that's their plan for low power FM.
Like me, not like me. Oops. Is this going to end up...
You know, is VJ Pussycat picking up our FM signal somewhere near Truckee, California right now? Is she? Answer. No.
It could be just very motivating.
The only person who would have been listening to it on FM is Puzzling Evidence, and he's in here now, and he's not listening to it on FM.
Why should he? He's listening on his own superior quality headphones.
That's what I'm talking about on the show.
And again, you're talking about the Ask Dr.
Hal show. So, Hal, I'm sorry I can't I can't help you with your radio show on Radio Valencia. I'm too
busy. I know you're going to be gone, but I hope baby Doug and K-Rob can fight the good fight and not let the old side down.
Did you say baby Doug? Or...
I certainly did not.
Baby Doug.
I did not. I said maybe.
Oh, maybe Doug.
Maybe. Baby, I'll be true.
Maybe, but I need more than a maybe. Otherwise, I have to contact the station brass.
Sounds like the title
maybe
of a chick
brass.
Maybe Doug.
Or a chick track. You relied on Doug instead of on Jesus Christ, who is Lord Almighty. Now you must spend eternity in the lake of puzzling evidence.
I can.
Maybe Doug is...
But can't I open up my heart to Jesus now?
No, it's too late. Into the lake of fire with you.
say, that's mighty handsome.
Oh, we could talk about that, sure.
Well,
we could talk about that.
Probably that was as long as they're not covered with greasy food items.
No.
You should see the blistering letters about food left on top of equipment and so on. They use very colorful expressions.
Hey, we're out of... We're not being accused of that, right?
And somebody found... Well, I don't know. Should we talk about the... We probably shouldn't talk about this either.
As long as it's not low-power FM, we can talk
about it. All right. Somebody found a pair of headphones on the floor with one earphone snapped off, and everyone's saying people who did that should be banned.
Really?
That's a good reaction.
I don't ever read about that kind of stuff. I don't read about anything. What if they were really, really poor, down on their luck strippers from Lusty Lady?
Well, a lot of people said, "Oh, I bring my own in," and everybody should bring their own in. And then other people say, "No, I can't bring it in. I've got guests. We can't do that." And so they're arguing back and forth about whether you should bring in your own headphones.
But the great is because there have been other little snatches.
I can just say, okay. Never thought K-Rob and I would fight so much, but here we are.
Yeah. No kidding. Ne'er an eye contact deal.
Are you known? Or have you ever been?
What happened is no K-pop was played on the last show. Good call.
Must have been a sword.
What if Billy D. Williams said, yeah, it must be a thorn?
Hello, what have we here?
And then it must be a thorn.
Must have been a thorn.
Who are you?
This is the Puzzling Evidence Show.
It's exactly how I felt when they did that.
You're sure, right? Because of K-Rob and Puzzling Evidence.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you need a line over there, yeah.
Tell me when.
You turn it down.
That's better.
I don't even think mine is on that line.
No, I think this is just the perfect mixture.
You know the first rule about radio?
I don't think it's necessary.
Right.
These people are hearing us right now.
Like,
they're going, oh, what is that sound? It's Puzzling K-Rob.
You grab a girl.
Although, I have to say, the best thing radio I heard last Saturday morning a week ago was when K-Rob arrived and said,
That was my Paul Stanley, like, cocaine guy, you know, cocaine clown.
Then he talked about all the drinks you had, you know, the sexes you laid.
Oh, yeah, I did the sex.
The insults.
Yeah, it's on record.
The insults that you flung. It was a mission of get 'em, mission Armageddon.
Yeah, but accomplished as well.
Accomplished, yes. Achievement level achieved. Is that how they say that? Because I didn't play that game.
MI5?
Yeah, like, hey, by the way, everyone. Everyone here. How many people are here? I've lost count. Then I'm going to give
your
friends jalapenos.
The way I thought it out.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to work out that way.
I was by myself.
There it is.
And came to me that it was a hell of a good thing. That we each had one jalapeno, and we can recycle the aluminum foil so they can build a new spacecraft.
Yeah, by the way, they all of these have headphones.
Oh, yeah. Now, how do you wear them?
See, it's not so simple, is it?
I know. Radio is much more complicated now that there's Puzzling Evidence.
But, it's groovy, right?
It's groovy to you, man.
With the complex nasal, you know, infrastructure.
So you want me to... K-Rob.
It's truly the son of God.
Right. His God is God.
All night long. Please come.
right.
Hey, how do headphones work anyway?
Don't worry, they don't have cancer in them.
Thank you.
Am I doing it right yet?
It's all about
how does the station work? I keep pushing buttons and nothing happens.
It's a show fact.
It's a show fact.
It didn't scare you?
Yeah.
No. Coming in from the street?
No, definitely not scary.
You guys are like so self-absorbed. You didn't see the lasers coming in the window.
No, yeah. You said it. You said you specified what show is about.
I know what I am. What
unless
are you?
It was my laser, I didn't see it.
Oh. Yeah, by the way.
You can hear he's walking.
His copyrights are being violated.
Am I going to argue or what?
No, he's walking.
Oh, okay.
I just thought, you know, you were walking through your mind. I thought I'd, you know, be here with you.
I don't,
here
yeah.
for you.
I don't have
my
to walk
galoshes.
Anymore. I'm not walking anymore. I'll have a reenactor do that.
All right. Thank you. That's you and the reenactor walking now.
It's more real when I see it imagined by someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. The howl makes up.
I was not
like
clear.
A holodeck.
I was definitely not clear about it when it happened.
All right, now this is what they'll see on the other planet.
Hmm.
How delightfully alien.
Hey, you know, I'm supposed to do the space thing, and here you are going.
You should just come out and talk about how to repair a British sports car.
Talking about self-esteem issues.
It would shock the audience, and it would shock, and he could never
Super
get...
Shock Radio.
What? I didn't hear you correctly. Do you want me to come out and talk about contracting and building?
Yeah, exactly. You come out, and all the slides are about, you know, the difference between millimeter cut wood that he has. And it goes on and on. And
yeah, every single detail in order to pass a San Francisco Department of Building Inspector's inspection.
For 28 minutes.
Yeah. And I'd be like, you have to do this and this, and you apply for this, and you wait for that. The inspector comes, and you do this. And make sure that you're prepared for this, because you always run this test to do that. And if you don't pass this test, you'll not get certified, and I'll be doing every step of it, right?
Yeah.
Instead of waste of space.
People want to know how the places of leisure were built.
Every morning I wake up.
Yeah, because they're leisuring. They want, like, some kind of ritualistic connection with that.
Tonight I'll go to bed a radio personality, but I'll wake up tomorrow morning a simple, common tradesman.
Man, this show's bringing me down.
But beyond Thunderdome, though, right? Like, you're actually, yeah. Okay.
Mm. No, I'm one of those tradesmen.
As long as you're beyond Thunderdome, we're cool.
No. I talk directly to Master Blaster.
There's something wrong.
What, you don't have a plaid pill?
There's something wrong. What you know you can't explain. You felt it. You know. What you know you can't. Don't know what it is.
Dictionary. Like little spaceships everywhere around here.
Get some.
I got some. You'll have to forgive me because.
No way, man. No way.
The last.
Great to see you again.
W.C. Fields movie I saw. It had a character named Bob in it. And it was played by Buster Crabbe.
Buster, so-called.
With the quotes around him, like, Buster Crabbe.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah.
But a newspaper man. Day and then see if he changes your minds after.
This is terrible.
We have to wrap it in newspaper.
Yeah, you do. You have to wrap the dead show in newspaper.
Go to the garbage in
a special way. My alter ego.
Like a dead fish.
I don't have to
put it on my hands in the garbage.
The fake Doug does that.
What do I do with this dead fish?
You just go over there with the fake Doug and do the thing of the thing of the thing, okay?
Maybe it's some kind of fake Doug.
Wow.
It's like all fake show on top of fake show. There's no fake Pete Goldie in this part of it quite yet.
No, they're all fake Beagoldies. I thought you understood that. I have reenactors. I have reenactors playing me all day long. All they have to do is like manage my reenactors.
Yeah, exactly. That's the new world. Exactly. All these new cells.
So Dr. Doom. That's
cool. But was so Dr. Doom had those ears? Is that the right guy I'm thinking of?
Yeah, just pull it out like violently.
Wow, what a kooky thing this radio station business is.
So I
you guys are really DJs.
Oh, yeah, I'm
thirsty.
Apparently. I didn't even know I was, but yeah, apparently. Yeah.
It's part of the act, okay? Just do it. Okay.
The
gray part of the evil chicken mustache. Isn't it interesting how people work? I shall spite him so that I
chicken
need
Kong.
Just do it. I shall take something that is mine that he made and destroy it just so that I have to rebuild it half as good to spite him. Just do it.
I know.
Love it.
This is work, yeah.
You got any more quarters, man? Hey, K-Rob, you got any quarters? I love it.
And then there's this. Just do it. Isn't it interesting how people work?
This is what the show sounds like on the other side of the world. Shoot the face, says the satellite.
On the antipode?
Yeah, out in the antipodes.
Wouldn't that be terrible if these people are hearing us right now?
Like,
they're going, what is that sound? It's puzzling K-Rob.
They wouldn't say it like that. Actually.
Yeah, I know. They would say it in the language of their people.
Their people. They'd sing it because it's so nice. You don't see her. Yeah, I just want to punch.
You know, actually, you did promise me a rose garden. So, yeah, that one's not really entirely correct.
Blam, blam. That's why God invented hand grenades, lady.
You're not Jane Mansfield.
Girl, I'm like Beyonce.
Or the representative, you know, from the Republic of Beyonce.
Yeah, this is all, that's all I asked for. I am the ambassador from Beyonce. My heart. I will see you now.
Your heart's calling on line 3.
Beyonce declines to comment.
You're just gonna blow it off your own heart.
This is like a show gag, right? Yeah.
Thank you, K Rob.
Man, these Midwestern guys. K Rob, his heart is not ready to talk to you yet.
Yeah.
I'm surprised this got cut off because, like, I thought it would be, like, perfect smoke pot guy fodder. You know, like,
when you played this?
Let's have a smoke pot guy moment or whatever, you know.
What was going to be perfect fodder?
I know, fodder. I kept thinking in fodder terminology, yeah.
No, it just brings to mind the duck character in the movie whose title I refuse to say.
Just like the
other one. I'm just always more like the guy in Eraserhead staring at the radiator.
There's a lady in there, right? You know?
I mean, is that comment meant to make me feel better about my state in life? It's like doing radio like this is like being a Eraserhead and staring at the radiator.
At the radiator, absolutely.
Radiator Valencia.
It only works as long as you're on the fake air, though. Which we're all now going to be on.
How many listeners are you going to kill right now? How many you got there?
That's supposed to be.
You must be down to.
I know.
Please.
Yeah, we're still running on fumes here, but we need to run on something a little more, you know, tangibly.
Counter-rotating colliding proton beams?
Yeah, that would work, I think. Yeah. Bring people in. I don't know if they'd open the wallet.
Hey, Bruno's. You know we're, like, really the hip
kind of
branch.
Okay, Rob explained.
Some people dress for Bruno's tonight, and some people dress for radio.
Oh, man. All right, we're zooming in on them now.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Wow. You know, our Go cameras are collecting them, filming us with their cell phones.
We're forming a kind of mental transfer here, where I'm telling all the young ladies that we're the best thing on the radio. That are outside Bruno's, I mean, all of those. They're my test subjects now here in California.
You know,
everybody's leaving the bars.
Puzzling Evidence there runs around with cameras all the time, filming people. But everyone does that now.
I heard fire engines in my head, but they weren't in the real life or anything.
Okay. Puzzling Evans is having hallucinations. Hal was having hallucinations the other night. You, K-Rob? Did the hallucinations ever stop? I mean,
I don't want to hallucinate anymore.
I'm not
I don't
want to
hallucinate anymore.
Instead, I'll just do show. It's sort of like a mass hallucination. We all sit around and talk in headphones and think we're in the same room.
It's you know, that's the whole thing about how the mind tricks you. It's a total illusion. I do not ever understand you guys at all.
Yeah.
Ever.
I don't think any of you are actually here. It's just me tripping, as it were. And I make all you up, and all these stories. And
oh, man, I'm really pissed when you made
this
me up.
Yeah, you got that guy that wasn't even younger and sexier than me to play me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't feel made up enough.
This is Pete Goldie.
Acting
an investigator
as me.
Into the unknown.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much exactly that. And looking at scratching his head and all that. Yeah.
No, I declined from the get-go. I said,
and,
me too. Okay, that's real life. Don't talk about real life.
And David. And
real life.
And Yo-Yo King David Capurro.
It's like THX.
Yeah, that's
you know,
more
like blackout time. You know?
I want nice fantasy world where everybody gets
and
paid
me.
And everybody
and
gets groupies.
It's like, let's split it evenly. Hey, great. We both get two drinks at the comedy club and argue. It's a perfect date. Now here's the part that really gets me. No. The one in the middle. Don't pull that one. Watch out! All right, that's much better.
Oh, my God.
And now Puzzling Evans fell through a hole. Anyway.
All right, I had nothing to do with it.
With that good news, I'll finish my stupid story. So the reenactor, this is the thing. Every time I've seen reenactors on TVs when they have somebody reenacting somebody else,
it makes me think
person.
Of the Civil War, which is a different campaign for you. But anyway, the reenactor.
Yeah, the reenactor is always.
Why not just say the actor? He's going to portray you.
The reenactor is always younger and thinner.
He is a professional impersonator.
Yes, and he's always younger and thinner and vaguely resembles him. Now, here's the problem with
he's
my reenactor.
He's the conspiracy
reenactor.
Version of you.
My reenactor.
Telegenic, good-looking, young, virile.
No, sadly. He looks exactly my age, and he's dumpy and pasty like me. He's not an improvement at all.
But he's more, he's just a circumstantial character
actor right there.
And he actually resembles me. That's the weird thing.
I'm sure it wasn't you?
And that's the weird thing. Why did they pay this guy when I was ready to be exactly as dumpy and pasty as him?
You know, the
because
camera
that
adds
would
10
destroy
pounds.
Your scientific
I got
credibility.
The I got the Canon right here. I'm ready to work. Yeah.
Yes, they wouldn't believe your story if you acted in some made-for-TV reconstruction.
No.
It also spoils the interesting details. It smears it too broadly. The actor is better.
Here's the weird thing. So, you know, I have, as you would say, an atypical last name. It's not like simple like Wellman or Cole or Robbins. It's not like that. My name is Goldie. It's like, what? Where would you get a name like that? It's Scottish. Everyone knows that.
It's Caprica, though.
Right, I know. So, anyway, there I am. I got that name. So, the reenactor.
Caprica, man.
The reenactor on the show, his name was Ron Goldie. Hi.
Right, folks? Am I right, or am I... Oh, thank you. Not really.
No kidding. From the same origin?
I don't know.
Origin. Are there other Goldies?
They did not involve me with their decisions on how to make this production.
So he's probably related distantly to you if he is that kind of Goldie.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, it's time to say goodnight.
Right. Great story. Thank you.
Whoa.
There you go. Happy to have brought that to you, and I'm sure that it'll give you much to ponder later on.
Time.
Here are the Goldies reaching the Atlantic shores from Europe.
I turn all around me.
Yeah, next week, yeah, Nose Hill Lincoln.
Nose Hill Lincoln.
Ray of Lynch.
Ray of Lynch.
Beckenrock.
Yep. That's your show life.
I know, that's what show life is. But we've solved all those embarrassing problems. Like,
no more embarrassing problems.
Yeah.
The audience loves that.
Yeah, we just like, hey,
so you should
let's make all those problems go away by saying I'm not part of that.
Yeah, the audience loves
problem.
That idea.
Listen to him, man.
Yeah. Audience.
Someone should take credit for all that.
He'll take all the problems away.
This is the show.
Yeah.
We're connecting.
I'm glad we're not listening to an evil Hal show.
I know. Half of Hal's mustache is evil. Evil Hal half mustache.
Wait, what? That's just weird.
I'm sorry, Chicken John. Chicken John. Hal, Chicken John. Hal, Chicken John.
Count or
equal amounts of evil.
Of course, we reverse when we get to 8 and we go back to 2.
How long has Hal been ruling your life anyway?
Did you know that? It's a show fact.
Well, it's all...
I knew him back when he was a dinosaur. Okay, a real dinosaur.
I hope you didn't catch it on one of your recording devices, Puzzling Evidence, but
yeah.
And I had to yell at Hal, stop dinosauring me.
Sorry. We'll just have to cut these. I mean, we got these little dinosaurs here.
There's like residual Phil Collins from the last
generation.
It's unusual, but it happened. It's a fact. It's a show fact.
It's a show fact.
Another show fact is that I am right now cutting the little dinosaur heads off each one. Rob said you could put your show fact in the dinosaur.
Another one. You know, if you stand right here, K-Rob, instead of where you are as a radio console god over there.
Why do you got a Bogart that?
You look out the window.
You take this, it's got duck spit on it.
You look out the window here. Some people would think, oh, we know it's out the window of radio.
Yeah, because there's no banner to look up and go, hey.
Of the Nose Hair Linkland Entertainment Megaplex here.
That was the first thing to disappear when they didn't have a FM. Yeah.
If you look out the
like
window.
Looks like chiropractors are more legit than we are.
You don't see Bruno's. All you see is nose.
No. And then what's left? Hair, lint, and glam. Yeah.
If you decide to join us,
thank you, K Rob.
Final arrangements. We've been dying to have you.
Oh yeah, and you played the music in Blade Runner in the guy's workspace.
You're checking all the reasons you can't put it on YouTube now, aren't you? All
Pete Goldie's in this one.
Oh, he's copyrighted.
Yeah.
There's no way. You'll never get a release.
His picture copyrighted him.
I know. He has no control over his own image anymore.
Yeah, the image controls him, just like the mind controls Bob.
You know, that guy, he has to walk through life knowing that every moment he encounters some form of media.
That's the scariest part about the show, is nowhere to hide from the pain.
Especially when there's so much pain in the show. It's like,
well, yeah.
I mean, I was cool with my pain. Now I gotta, like...
Okay, here's a question.
that we have space.
So I went into the supply yard to buy my contracting
materials. With the other radio personnel, everybody in there has their own show in their mind.
Been jettisoned.
So you, all of you guys are stars.
And
we have observed here
suddenly, hey, Rob, you have to get this music ready. I start to hear the opening sounds of the Star Wars trailer.
Oh, all right, hold on.
Okay, wait. I'll just play cover tunes.
And it's a da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, yeah. It's like covering fire.
It's like the sad stuff. It's like, well, the battle's over. We're going to count the dead sort of music. Dun, dun. And what do you see?
Sorry.
Everyone's voice should sound different.
Right.
So I hear the music there in the supply yard as I'm picking up my bags of mortar and grout and other construction materials, and I hear the sound in the background. Do you hear it?
Kind of.
I like that thing where you pretend like your mouth is full and you're talking on the show. It's really cool.
Remember that thing that you're...
Yeah, that bit of business. That's what we call it now. You're in Star Wars, okay? It's a bit of business.
So I'm picking up...
Luke, it's your burned up little... Oh, no, sorry.
50-pound bags of Ardex X5 puzzling evidence capacity.
I can just Google this stuff later, right?
And I hear the
you
sound.
You wish.
And I look behind the counter there at the yard, and there's a... Every single guy who works in this yard clustered around a 22-inch flat-screen monitor and hooked up somebody's computer. And they're all, like, going... Because at 8 a.m., I've already been up for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I can't, you know.
I've made breakfast and lunch for 3 people. I've taken my daughter to school. I've packed up my... stupid work van with heavy things.
Well,
I've drone to the yard, and I'm trying to get my goddamn puzzling evidence, and there it is. It's a show fact.
It's a show fact.
That music playing in the background.
To K-Rob FM. Get your opportunity to leave your smoke.
Right through out the window.
It's a show fact.
It's a show fact.
And here are the results to prove it.
Thank you, trailers, for making my opportunities possible.
Today, I was doing my not radio personality, very famous radio guy lifestyle, when I was actually being a common tradesman, working
simple common tradesman,
very simple.
Just to clear this up for myself, were you wearing wooden clogs, walking around in big pajama like, and I had a hat?
It's part of the guild.
Okay, I was just checking.
No. Believe me, as a common tradesman, my life is like Dungeons and Dragons. Sorry, Doug, for brutal radio.
Yeah.
We have the nice radio now, please.
No.
That's much better.
Hello?
That's what I thought.
Do you think,
I don't know where it wants you to. I don't want to rush to
do you think the Ask Dr. Hal show is better with people just sitting there smoking pot continuously or drinking continuously? I'll be honest. I like the drinking more.
Oh, yeah. Drinking's much better.
I'm like, it's great having a lot of people in the audience chipping.
Yeah.
It's magic.
And it loosens
and
up
having
their
them
wall
say
back.
That they're cool with
yeah, and they're all clapping,
there,
even though we have no idea who these people are. They're all happy and they're laughing a lot in the beginning and then they leave. But
uh-oh, here comes the bad part.
Why aren't they getting drunk?
The bad part music.
And here, talking about their simple tradesman jobs. Let's just jump to the chase.
I don't have any booze queued up, so like, if you're gonna do that thing, I'm gonna fall short right now.
I'm not taking sides here, but
in a moment, we're going to bring out the Homeland Security Ferry. But first, we've got the
scoops are coming. Scoops are coming.
The real sirens.
I can't deal now.
All right, now just have a double decapitated.
Call you again.
Yes, sir.
You're
out.
What can I get you, gentlemen? Want something more to drink?
Maybe something to nibble on. Some piece of shit.
Shut up, next thing to eat us.
You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees. Do you believe in
puzzling evidence? Take the red pill if you do. Take the blue pill if you don't.
What do you know you can't explain?
Well, you have to, just accidentally.
No, did you know that? It's a sure fact.
Thank you, K-Rob.
People stay on until they...
They can't anymore.
Yeah. But the can't anymore is like, oh, there's something there now. And then it's cool. They could leave, you know.
You know what you're saying?
No, I don't.
Thank you.
You know where I can find a fresh pair of socks.
In space. Just checking. There's a box here. Yeah, it's supposed to...
Yeah, check. No, I don't.
So let's go there. Okay.
We're home, Julie.
So I hear, by the way, I'm looking at the scene now, so I just want you to know. Giant crash spaceships everywhere.
Yeah. That's what makes it all like...
The force is strong in my family.
Cool, but you know, like sometimes that's all, like poster art is cool.
My father has it.
I know, I've been hearing this story forever, Dad.
What if
my sister has it?
What if his sister was running one of the Ivars in Seattle? The one with the seagulls, so you could get free Ivars when you wanted to. That's a pretty good power.
Yeah, like get a fried fish and then throw it out 10 minutes later, you know.
Hello there.
I don't want to host them anymore.
Paying no attention to any of them.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired the day as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA. Lettucey.
It happens all the time like this. Somebody, that one person will be right there. And she was just crying. All right. We were getting ready to sing. All right. I hadn't even got the words out. She was already in it. And her eye, she was not too far away, but I just had to tell her to come here. And I held her hand and sang. And I said, see, I had a bad day. I've been performing and I got it all out. And I forget what I do. See, you better remember.
Right.
This is why you're doing it. You belong here to do this. This is your calling, is to ignite something in people, to make them, let them know that they belong too. It's bigger than me. It always has been bigger than me.
KPFA, storytelling for social change.
This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF in Fresno.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you know it's authentic.
I know.
We traverse the most difficult of territories. We don't care. No, we don't care. They just do. Bizarre. It's like some kind of computer game.
Everything is A-okay.
For the wickedness of them that dwell therein, the beasts are consumed, and the birds, because they said, he shall not see our last end.
Where, like, we both knew we had something, we kind of, like, let's get a little bit more in on this. You know?
And
nobody's there. People are wandering in, getting coffee and stuff, and kind of looking at her and going, hey, that's fine. And then...
Yeah, but it's like I kept thinking that like maybe the people who were like kind of down with it maybe could have been like the narcs or whatever, you know, because it's like the cops had to have been alerted. Because they don't just make arbitrary drop-ins on a cafe that like has like 10 people in it, you know. It's like there's no reason.
No, somebody had to call because there were just so many cops so suddenly that it was, you know, somebody had said something like,
there's a microphone being used at Cafe This.
Me!
Microphone,
No, you don't have a microphone permit from Santa Rosa.
That's kind of cool that they weren't that, you know, devious, you know. They could have hit me on any number of...
Well, that's why I always think it was somebody calling and saying the magic word naked. And then, so it's like, it's 2 a.m. or whatever. Like, all right, see ya.
Put your hot dog down, Sergeant. You know, we got to...
Step away from the naked girl doing a rant. Always step away from the naked girl doing a rant.
This
in front
is just
of the big red curtains.
Yeah, to the chagrin of her... What I thought was like an illiterate boyfriend. It's like she was handling the language for both of them, you know? You know, and he was just this mute kind of grousing, you know, powder, you know? It's ZRFK.
Is it?
Well, that would be our station, right?
Right.
Like for a day.
Here are the Robert Kennedy.
ZRFK. The K's at the end.
Good times. Show to open tomorrow night. No, wait, tonight's show. No, tomorrow. The day after tonight's show.
I don't think you're even talking in the present.
You have a present?
Yes, would you like it here? Oh, I was going to wrap it, but I didn't have
the present of the United States.
Wow, it's cool. It only costs $4.99.
And you can still say POTUS.
That's right. And you can feed it.
Yeah, but who would?
Don't overfeed the president.
On the way in, but I'm coming. Hold on. I want to know his.
They just dropped the show up.
I know. It's like we were trying to back this show into here, and we didn't see the low hanging dirt there.
What about like an ale and a?
It's a long way to the top.
Okay, pick it. Pick
crazy
it up.
People.
Okay, give me a hand here and pick this up. All right.
You got it.
Just set it.
Just put it out.
No, wait.
I can't hold this whole end.
Can you just
right
prop
here.
It up with that? Reach over there. It's like, put a shoe in it or something.
I'm wearing my shoes. How am I supposed to not wear my shoes?
A shoe. I didn't mean your shoe. Just look for a shoe. Something like a shoe.
Like a random shoe of somebody left.
Okay,
around.
Anything just, shape is a similar
you
shoe
just
shape.
Just drop the end of the show.
What about a shoe horn?
Look, anyway. Oh, look, there's a book. No, not
the
that
Inuit
book.
Inuit book?
I like that book.
Herb Alpert? What the hell's going on here?
Herb Alpert was not president of the Inuit Nation.
Yeah, but then his kind of campaign slogan would be. I think 3 and 4 are active.
Yeah, they should be. Everything was plugged in there. If you would just plug it in and pull them up over here.
Yeah, they're...
And it's all go, go, go. 8 is no longer active.
Small curd and large curd.
Right now it's time for the show.
Cream curd, cottage cheese with pineapple, cottage cheese with chai.
Wait, the show's getting ready to start.
Cottage cheese with ketchup, a la Richard Nixon. And
is this the practice part is over now? This is the actual real show.
To bend with apples, the most cottage cheese.
Rolling. Down now.
Yeah. Ready? And action!
Did you find plugins over there, Puzzling Doug?
Yeah.
You know, the thing with Puzzling Evan is you don't know whether he's putting into the show or taking out of the show.
Yeah. It's like, you look pale, you know?
Yeah. It's like, all right. Are you training off radio?
In the night of fire. This is what I need to hear you now. Come, audience, come. Come to me now.
Like Donkey Kong with pretty wonderful Master and Commander's head.
I'll respond. Always love to see the Puzzling Evidence hot file sorting action.
This is really, so far this week's show has the potential to be one of the best ever. This is the best of the best of the best, sir, with honors.
Thank you.
Well, that's a remarkable achievement to consider that we're riding on the edge of that ever-expanding curve.
And we've got another 97 or 96% improvement.
This is the Puzzling Evidence Show.
This is where the fun happens.
Pulsating heart of...
You can't do anything that's more fun than this at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You can?
Well, not here.
Well, I guess.
You can't do anything here that's more fun than this.
Well, I can't keep from...
This is why we're here. This show is 3 or 4% better than the other best show ever.
Well, that is true. And I realize that there is a solemn monetary obligation on the field to the show. To try to improve it, because our mission is educational, essentially. Just imagine that schoolroom full of those fuckish, prankish kids.
What's our mission? Educational?
Yes, to inform the public of the matters which so far have been cryptic, occluded, or too esoteric for their ability to apprehend. Yes, we can't.
I'm sure they're glad,
but we
to
can't
know that.
Dump it on them all at once. We've got to lay it on them, you know, one little hint at
molecule.
A time. Over all the years of being on the radio, show after show, until finally, from the hovering cloud of familiarity, from the gestalt of so many shows, the true essence can be effortlessly distilled by the listener, who is now fully ready for the new life to come. Oh, on that great day, how wonderful it will be.
Well, on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
That gives me a headache. Only because by now, so late in the evening, I've practically an unstoppable phenomenon. I can't say I've played to crowds around the world, including the Philippines. It's all part of the hurly-burly and hugger-mugger.
Well, on the Puzzling Evidence Show,
where what you've seen 1,000 times looks totally unfamiliar.
Yeah.
The tale of pig meat pinwheel.
Yeah.
This is Big City, USA, home of John Q. Public and Fred Lunchbarrel. And Lame Brain Joe Lunchpail. Across the street, Mr. Slackoff. Jack Slackoff never goes to work. He watches his neighbors work for a living and chuckles to himself because he's got it sweet. Why should he work for a living? That's not for me, says Jack, digging into his $12,000 deep freeze for yet another roast turkey he'll spend the day thawing while he lounges and lolls in his hammock, listening to his portable transistor radio in the backyard. It all sounds too perfect to be true, and it is. Because what Jack Slackoff doesn't know is he's about to be tormented by a million tiny imps from the pussy hall. Yes, they're worse than ants or cockroaches. What in the name of
all the saints and
music
heaven?
To make automobiles by?
You know, that's used to be fun working in the assembly line. You'd be, this stuff would be jazzing away, and you'd be like swinging.
Yeah.
Screwing nuts.
Yeah.
On bolts.
Shearing bolts.
Putting some. Shearing some bolts. And
shearing bolts. I remember when we used to do that.
Yep, long ago in the factory. Yeah.
No kidding. When we used to.
In the sound factory.
When we used
long
to
put ago the and wrench, far away.
Put the wrench on the bolt and give it a hard twist to the right.
Put snap the wrench on the bolt. Can, give it a twist
can,
to the
pan,
right.
The snap, the can, the pan.
And then we had to lift, turn it to the left every now and then.
Yeah.
Man, those you turn it to the left and you turn it to the right. And then you got it nice and tight.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself about.
Hey, I got to do a little dance a little here while I'm...
Oh, look at that.
A car went by. Hey, Joe, would you catch that one? I forgot. I was too busy.
Dr. Drummond can demonstrate the lively lightheartedness that causes a subgenius to be such a long-lived phenomenon.
Wow. Subgenius assembly line.
Al here is over 190 years old.
Yes, and hating every minute of it. So, back from Kansas City and now ready with a new lineup of special subgenius superstars, this is the moment, the specific moment, here by the specific ocean.
Yes,
anyway,
well,
no need to.
That was just an example of what can happen when things get a little out of hand at the selection.
Yes, I do catch your meaning there.
They get in and out of hand.
Well, over and over again. Out of control, you could say. But
and every issue has a story about a boiler blowing up.
Yeah, well, that's...
an atomic boiler does blow up every now and then.
You know, our assembly line's been without an accident for over 7 minutes. We've lost nary a head this week.
That's because we've got an assembly line full of rampaging robots.
These renegade rogues are randy and ready for you.
There's no breakdown in social order here.
It's a wonderful place, this assembly line of the gods. That's what we call it. Even
robots
don't
give management any guff. When you tell them to do something, they do it.
Yep, when you're a worker of the gods.
The elder gods.
Oh, man.
And the younger gods. We don't care what age they
are. And the Dutch elm disease gods.
And the elderberry gods. Yeah. No striking there.
And little Gotti. We call him Gotti because he's just little.
Just little.
He gods around in his tiny bassinet.
His godmobile.
The tiny dinosaur.
With one wheel. He's a one-wheeled godmobile.
Well, he's not going to fall over. He's a divine being. Doesn't need wheels. Oh, there he is now.
Yep, poking along.
Look at him go.
He's so cute. He's got a funny little belly.
Yes.
Cherub-like cheeks.
Yes, all four of them.
And that's just the ones on his head.
However, he's not going to break any speed records at this pace. I am. I'm slamming it up and down.
That's got to be good for it.
I've tried everything, including spitting on the end.
Have you sucked on it for a while? Put it in your jaw. I don't want
too much. I've already sinned too far in that direction. No, it may simply be out. And then, where will I be?
My God.
Up a tree.
Poor Dal.
Someone called out
there on the trail, and the ink is spilling.
I'm all right, folks.
I think we spilled the ink.
He's out there trying to catch up with little God, but he's got a head start.
Back on the trail.
That little God never needs to rest, has eternal energy and being. You know, I'm simply a poor mortal.
And all you've got is a tricycle, where he's only has one wheel, a one-wheeled godmobile.
He effortlessly keeps it in balance, while I have a little bit of trouble keeping the trike going straight. It has a tendency to want to turn off to the left.
I like how the show just, there's a little baton and everybody passes off the show.
The baton, yeah. It's
and
like
then
that.
Here's the baton. Stay as long as you can, okay. And then Pete Golding has to pretend it's a whole nose hair Lincoln.
See, this whole thing should be based on Greek mythology. You know, there should be a god for every, you know, aesthetic quadrant, you know, of the station.
Yeah, I agree. Because then we all get to be gods.
Yeah.
And the other people are demigods.
Yeah.
And the other people are demigods. We are the giant. When you look at a map, we're the big blowy guys at the corner of the thing with the...
Ha, ha, ha.
Hey, Rob Blues.
Good evening.
Hi. Are you on the show?
So earlier, K-Rob was pointing out about how the mood light is still here. But did you notice the mood light took a hit in the top? Somebody had a bad mood with that light.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were becoming emotionally close to that light last week.
I was? Yeah, I was just seeing things.
Yeah, the show's all better.
Yeah. Is the show better than Stimulus Regression Programming starring the Puzzling Evidence Show?
Yeah. When Murray's puzzling Lynn Bear, Bob Mark, Cheryl Lynn Glenn.
Radio Valencia A and Noe Valley, Radio Valencia B.
And how come you have a fake radio name?
Part of the mission.
Other people on the show don't.
Radio Valencia C through Z.
Well, you have to go to name school or something. Truly a delight to
be here. How may he be of service, and how would you like to begin?
Just sounds too good to be true.
And of course, radiovalencia.fm.
That's the show.
Where we keep all of these podcasts.
We're going to use our brains now.
You watch them all, man.
That's what happened after that.
You came home.
You got some shoes?
I came home, now I'm in cuffs.
Oh, not so hard. Oh, that poor...
Puzzling evidence. But the current is so strong that it can leap to you and fry you in an instant.
I paid Willie Green every damn cent I owe him.
Have you seen the one called The Special Day?
Are you going to be all right?
Okay.
All right, yeah. Are you okay? Aunt Bertha, can you do that riff? Can she hear me? Aunt Bertha, can you hear me? I don't think she can hear me. Can you? You can hear me. Okay, can you play that riff again, the lead part again?
For me, this year, yeah.
No, I know, man. I know who you are. I just... Yeah, there you go. Aunt Bertha is going to appear with Extra Action Marching Band.
Bob Spencer.
But one more song before we have to get serious. Sound like it's last call. Oh, it is last call. That's right. Everyone out. We can't serve you any kind of stuff anymore because it's 2:00 in the morning, and that, you know what that means. Everyone knows what it means. I don't have to explain it.
Just clean up the studio here.
What?
He said that it's still nose hair lint gland.
Yeah, I think technically it's still nose. Not
why?
Why?
Someone has been using these spikers and.
What's going on out there in the real world? We should ask people to call.
That was great.
We have our club.
Puzzling evidence.
And I could do that all night.
Dubs it, knows puzzling clan. Evidence there, and
puts it on the show.
You don't think it's worth it?
To do the show? No.
You don't think it's worth it?
I laugh at your pitiful amount of
puzzling evidence power.
This is terrible.
Okay, Rob.
Yep. San Francisco.
That's it.
We're going out and spread the news.
In a time of crisis, who else could rally the people like Lonesome Rose?
Many financial advisors recommend
unnatural acts with
puzzling evidence.
Absolutely. I'm Kay, and this is Russell.
Hi. I do it all the time.
I need to
turn off the radio.
Just then, an elderly rabbit appeared. And bursting into the room, exclaimed with much agitation,
I wish you'd sober up and let me get some sleep.
And fired his proton torpedoes.
What?
I don't believe that.
Yeah, why do you hate radio?
I want to break
your goddamn neck.
Stupid.
Puzzling evidence.
And here on the awkward dance of the show.
When the show goes into this thing, it's
I gotta tell you.
It's had too much electronic stimulation.
I try not to laugh. Please don't laugh at the show.
The drunken
show is so sensitive.
Show acting.
And the show's pants are hanging down around its ankles.
It looks ridiculous.
Okay, I'm not embarrassed. I'm the holy fool. I wish the show would pull up its pants. That's the only part that embarrasses me.
All right, everybody, simmer down.
Everyone can laugh at the show.
The show's pimply buttocks are hanging out.
Whoa!
So they are, now that you mention it.
Yep.
And whose fault is that?
I guess it's mine. I didn't pull them up in time before the show started. But I'm tired of having that job. You guys need to be responsible for pulling up the show's pants sometime.
Well, I don't know why that's part of my job description. Let me go over this contract one more time.
Okay, yeah. Just have your lawyer sign here and here. And
after
then have Nose Hair Link Plan sign here.
The job.
Have K-Rob sign here.
K-Rob, is he a witness?
That's a nice crease you have in your pants there, Dr. Howe.
Have all the callers sign here.
I get it pressed by the steam boy.
Have all of the
laundry
shows in California that can be heard in Northern and Central California sign here.
He's got
have all of the subgenius sign here. Have all of their churches subgenius through Scientology.
You can't rubber stamp that stuff, Dr. Howe. Quit trying to do that.
And have your dead parents sign here.
Ink is very hard to get out of the
fabric. Have a pooper sign here.
Yes, I'll do it.
Have over
the
edge sign
of a fish's tail.
They're covered by the fish.
Air the Leviathan can swim a leap.
When they're through signing, I'm going to actually get me some
cake. It took me a long time to learn the American sign language.
And not that urinal cake this time.
This is the gesture
cake
that means
cake, right, yeah,
yeah, it was for
a
urinal
flame
cake, was,
or on fire.
Yeah, kind of a little bit
frosting. Exactly.
Sweet, chemically tasting.
Yeah. Do not worry about puzzling evidence, because he was there in those days, and he also had to listen to the endless chatter. Those two female show fans would never stop talking about this guy and how he was the epitome of everything suave and masculine.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's so cute. Okay, no, it's behind you.
Where?
It's behind you. See, it's always scary.
Oh,
that
it's
part.
In front of me.
Well, yeah, the way the subgeniuses are built and want to be.
Yes, they're built in factories to enduring specifications.
And Hal's been to that factory.
That's true. We took a supervisory.
That's the assembly line.
I was
factory
down there on the floor looking at some of the newest models.
For those of you with short attention spans,
and
or
some
on
of these
drugs,
are spectacular.
They were just talking about it.
Oh, yeah, I was on drugs and had a short attention span. Yeah.
Yes, if I could just go back 30 seconds in my life, things would have been so much better back then.
But now I'm so much more sober.
And smarter.
Yeah.
And faster.
Whew.
Yeah. Man, good what thing a relief, huh?
Yes. But
like
then you have to leave the paradise of X-Day to go along with the rest
of the world. X-Day again. Is there another one now?
Well, there will be, of course. And that one will be.
But that we don't have to talk about that for 6 months.
Why don't you guys just do it and get over it?
Well, it's hard to get over because it's so memorable, so exquisite in some
look,
of its
here are the
details.
Bobbies carrying Stang in his sedan chair.
Yes, I know. We all know about the excesses of the flagellation.
Yeah, you know, these churches turn into personality cults, and that guy is just...
But look how he gets off on it.
Big head is even bigger.
Uh-huh.
To fit the crown.
And it's being videoed also by Princess Wee. So,
and here they are crossing the country, but now he wants 8 guards and an armored car.
Well, that's because Detroit is off his turf. You know, that's not where Stang generally operates. So he needs the bodyguards, the special cuirassiers, and Well, this beautiful
look, and here
pot.
Come the saucers, right on time.
Well, see, it was right all the time.
Yep.
Yep.
But they come every
laugh
year.
At sub-geniuses now.
Well, the thing that amuses me is they come every year, the saucers arrive, and then the little bobbies go up the ramp, but the door's not open. So every year,
yeah.
they just keep piling up against that.
And I know.
And then a year later, it's just a pile of bones, you know, because they're...
And their stuff.
Beat their head against the wall till they die, and then they just
so
desiccate.
Sad. Yeah. The other thing that's so sad is you can see the cutaway shot, if you're watching the international feed, where Philo and Stang and Hal are walking away with all the little Bobby stuff. They have all their
Well, they don't need it anymore.
Well, we sell it in yeah, the...
They don't need it anymore.
The auction,
stamps and
the
gummage.
X-Day auction. We raise money for the church.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, the good cause is always a good thing to hide. I mean, to promulgate.
Indeed. And you wouldn't believe the money that changes hands. With these special treasures.
What are you, racist? You don't like white noise?
Yeah. You don't like white noise?
Puzzling evidence.
This is the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Hey!
What the?
Quality sound reproduction.
Well, on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Okay, well, I'll meet you at the bottom of the cliff then.
Okay.
Yes, we're the kings of radio.
I see the show's pants are pulled up now, and I didn't do
yes,
it.
Yes, who knows? Who cares? Who wears the pairs of dead man's pants that dance in the darkness?
The show does. You've asked that question, Dr. Howell, and the show is the answer.
That's right, show bros. And when we unite, we are so powerful that nothing can... Unless
yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, we can use that because that's always the answer. The show is always the answer.
Yeah, well, we can't fly until we get into that interlocking.
And if you were listening earlier, Radio Valencia's Nos Herlingland already flew. They flew away and they're free now.
They did?
Yeah,
they're gone. What was that all about?
Well, they're just free. They're free,
all right.
And you can listen to Ask Dr. How on the same
station.
But
can we really?
How many hours?
Can we really advertise one station on another station?
No, you can't talk about Dr. Hal on Radio Valencia.
No, that would be totally unethical.
Right.
Besides, this is the best show.
We're on the best show.
You know
what?
That's right. This is the best show. That's just a Johnny Come Lately
that
struggles to be like
this show. To the 1800s Great Man Theory, where, the great shows. Each show is so great that I almost broke my arm backslapping the other shows.
Because your magnanimity is so large.
My greatness is just a little bit bigger than their greatness.
Right. And your greatness has the potential then to elevate others to a level of greatness.
See, folks, how this works? It's unbelievably great, this show. And then you, by listening to it, become even more unbelievably great.
And you'll learn what makes America great.
But first,
whip it.
This is the best ever show.
Like this. That's right.
This is the most fun you can have on the radio.
Yes, it has the shield.
I'm going to plant my tomatoes finally. Because the tomatoes already planted have died.
Tomatoes.
Those aren't tomatoes.
It's August.
Potatoes are cheap.
Tomatoes in San Francisco.
It better be.
In Oakland and Berkeley. And all of Northern and Central California listen to the show.
In Oakwood and Berkshire.
Let's have some more beer and steins and hot dogs.
And welcome to the 25th annual Beer and Hot Dog Party.
We are pollinating and fertilizing.
I had a hot dog. It tasted real good.
And
then I watched a movie.
While you were chowing down on a hot dog, you watched a movie? Is that what you're telling me?
Tasty movie. Picturesque hot dog.
Well, of course, I remember when they vended hot dogs in movie theaters.
The radio waves.
That used to be part of the things you could get if you wanted to.
They still do. They do.
They do.
And they're $15 now.
You see?
$15.
And then they take you away to the hospital, which costs you $15,000.
Oh, no. Now I have to have an intestine transplant.
You can't eat that stuff anymore.
Yes, I know. It's too evil. Whatever happened to
with radio
enormous prices. Meals of fried chicken and hot dogs.
You know, I tried to eat a hamburger today and I almost died.
Yes, hamburger definitely against the Sturgeon General's warning.
It made my tummy hurt. My tummy hurt.
What the hell kind of deal is that?
A Lion Air jet carrying 117
That's
people.
That's the overchild in me. That's just my inner overchild reacting to.
Skidded off a runway in eastern Indonesia. An official
imprint.
Said Wednesday. No injuries were reported, but the incident forced the cancellation of flights, stranding hundreds of passengers in Indonesia traveling for the Eid
al-Fitr. They only imagine they're stranded. They're just on the show.
Please don't be mean to my inner
Boeing
under overchild.
Or like traveling chicken. At,
not like Rick Derringer with his base suit in 1972. Remember that? Rick Derringer had a suit that was the neck of the base was coming out of his tummy. And he played it, and then it went off to the usual Marshall stack.
Yeah.
But he claimed he was the bass guitar. Or the guitar.
Yeah, the guitar.
The guitar.
The lead guitar?
No, this is past
same time period.
Come on the phone that it was you. Yeah,
you mean rock and roll hoochie coo?
Yeah, well, that's the guy they were talking about that one time.
He actually was physically a guitar. He was sort literally. Of.
He's
a,
wearing the guitar.
How many times can you say?
I'm on
some just like the pesky med
urinal.
Flight.
Okay.
Urine over your head now. Yes, it's true. But now this subject has been introduced. How uncomfortable it makes many people to realize that they will eventually be drinking their own recycled leaving.
It's really not that bad.
In the wonder world of the future.
Oh, the water yes, you drink right now has been through many... Who knows how many
sure,
organisms
it's been
through.
Since the beginning of time and then recycled in the eternal ocean. But now,
this is from
humans,
a guy who would always remind you you're drinking dinosaur
food. Humans are going to speed up the process. A thousandfold.
Get ready, folks.
First, basically,
for the giant pee apocalypse.
I think we should write a song called You're Drinking Dinosaur.
Basically, today I learned how to rip last night.
You're drinking dinosaur pee, and you can say the same about me.
Basically, today.
Whatever you drink, I don't care what you think. You're drinking dinosaur pee.
Oh, dinosaur pee. I'm. Coming out of me.
That's and going mean. All the way to the eternal sea.
Or the great mother.
You're seeing on your mother?
Oh, great
yeah, you are.
But knowledge there.
No, not size. Here. We
no,
won't.
No, don't look for that here.
And those limos, they don't pay for themselves, you know.
That's true. And that's, you know, $3.69 a gallon. And they only get like 6 miles to the gallon in that big stretch limo.
And fabulous free-floating
cave rock. You'd have a fabulous free-floating cave rock.
Hello there. This is
that's stupid, Bob.
On the puzzling evidence.
K-R-A-Z-Y on the bop of your dial in Cool Town, USA.
That's
today
a station
we have the gallest, craziest
Mr.
cat in the world as our guest.
Hi.
Yeah.
Why do you hate radio?
What? I need to turn off the radio.
We can all apply it to our DJ metrics.
Wait, I'm just infinity and I'm had to go to sleep and that's what my story is.
In Arizona. It's like a steamboat in a cornfield. Hell.
What the hell kind of deal is that?
Break out some Pat Metheny.
He said it's going to happen.
Once you say it on the radio.
Yeah, Pat Metheny rocks!
does.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, me neither. Pat Metheny's dead.
How come Emerson, Lake, and Palmer knew about the aliens?
The marshmallow experiment?
Before we did.
The restaurant in Daly City. It's a wonderful place. Well, you pay for that, but you equalize it by the immense plates of sushi and Chinese food you eat and desserts and
maybe crab. We can get together sometime.
And all the crabs in Christine.
And all the shrimp.
Shrimp and lobster.
All the salads.
And beef, pork, chicken. And
lots of Chinese.
Crab.
That's good. I like man. I'm
and Chinese preserved vegetables.
Let's, we're selling dinner tonight.
Mango pudding and coconut pudding for dessert. And pastries, yes. Pastry,
and chutney malts.
Chutney, says the Borman Six girls gotta go. So, puzzling evidence. The wholeheartedly approve. So after you bloat your bulbous self on sushi and Chinese food, you waddle into the movie theater and see six monster movies with
massive giant popcorn to add to your bloated belly.
And an enormous slab like hot dog dripping with mustard, pickle, mayonnaise, and onions.
$12 one-gallon soda.
Not to mention the milk duds that you thoughtfully salted through your popcorn, so every now and then you pull out one of those caramel candies.
That was so thoughtful of you to do that for yourself.
Yes, and the giant rattling boxes of jujubes. And
see, for me, I had the ritual of a handful of popcorn and then a couple of peanut M&Ms. I'd throw the peanut M&Ms in and then throw the popcorn in and chew them all up at the same time.
But first, you'd better eat the ice cream bonbons or else they're going to melt.
Yeah, you got to go through those first.
Yes, exactly. And then...
And what about the milk duds?
Yes, when
do they do the milk duds?
Milk duds, they're so delicious, chocolatey, caramely, and chewy. You just dump them into your big tub of popcorn and mix it around, and every now and then you fish out a milk dud and get to eat it with the popcorn rapidly impacting between your teeth.
Dr. Hal, you're a movie snack aficionado, aren't you?
Yes, I'm all into the movies.
You're a connoisseur of movie snacks.
Movies are your best entertainment.
We can do that.
Stupid.
Children are killed running out between parked cars than any other way because the driver can't see you until it's too late.
Woman screams.
Typical noise situation.
Noise, 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 noise!
Then get noise.
You're not even real, are you?
I'm singing one.
You okay there, Bob Martin?
In glorious North American People's Democratic Republic. Freedom of speech.
Space orbit in my space suit. Space, is this time? There's another one.
I'm sorry. You're out of
space. Comet, stars, galaxies, Orion, police, space.
On our non-low-power, non-FM, non-licensed, there is nothing low or powerful or frequently modulated about this.
Frequently modulated, frequently modulated.
Frequently modulated, frequency modulated.
Seems pretty clear to me.
I will have no low amount of power.
A terrifying tower of power.
Wow!
Getting bored.
Ah, good. You know, back in the old days,
Puzzling
was a TV show.
Yeah, I remember. Everybody used to come home from school and watch it.
Everybody used to watch that show on the television.
Everyone at my class could recite all the gags on the show and could imitate the various
people. Yeah, the next morning. Right before recess. There was all sorts of talk around the water cooler about what happened on last week's television show.
After noise.
Theoretical puzzling evidence, though we're not sure.
Not the alleged
current versions of ourselves.
I remain unconvinced.
I've seen many more realistic puzzling evidences in my day.
It was just to fool the indigenous of that time period.
Evidence. Yeah, they just brought that one mannequin and set him up there.
That mannequin is astonishingly lifelike and actually was elected student body president for 2 years.
Five terms. President
and
for life.
Also,
puzzling evidence.
It doesn't have to tick or talk or walk or run or cry or even
so
sigh.
That's what it is. I got a mosquito bite. That explains it.
You got one too?
You bet.
These wide open windows here. We're probably going to get malaria.
From our worst, West Nile virus.
West Nile virus. Wow. That's fancy.
Yes, that's from a very prestigious...
That's right, because we're in the West Bay. Most of my diseases only have one name. Squiggle.
Those skeeters don't play around. They're crawling with pathogens.
Even snicker. It doesn't have to.
And your blood to them is like a Snickers bar. Salty and sweet at the same time. Delicious. Just what a mosquito, which is actually a kind of fly, searches for all its short life.
Wow, you started making me hungry.
My blood is filled with the bitterness of lost dreams. If you can stand to indulge the little fella, maybe you'd like to watch him as he feeds on your blood.
I don't know.
You'll notice a couple of things which might amuse you. I'm
trying to think of a reason why mosquitoes don't bite me.
Look closely at the end of the mosquito's abdomen. Is that a tiny flashing light? Like a firefly's light that you see? No, it is actually the excretion of the old blood being moved out by the new blood as it enters the creature and fills the transparent abdomen.
Ew.
Those little flashes look like light, but are actually a highly focused lens which casts the light back. Unfortunately, to view this phenomenon, you have to allow yourself to be vampirized by a mosquito and watch it feed. Not only that, this crap that falls out of the beast's hind end is not good for you and should be washed off at the earliest possible opportunity. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You have to clang the bang.
And now I return you to the control voice.
Bumper, thumper, jingle, a jangle, even tingle.
Set is where you want to be. Turn on. If you're listening to this on the radio, turn off the radio, turn on the television set. If you're listening to this on the internet, then just bring up TV next to this show. Television set. That was the greatest show ever.
Val Benton.
I love me some Val Benton.
I must quit drifting and then I'll become one again.
Shirley Mitchell.
Yeah, turn up the shortwave. Let's buzz right into his little brain.
Martin Kaplan.
You've got it. It's total pooper. It's like, do you need any more?
Leanne Sherber.
Real Nazis, though. They're like skeletons.
You know, I mean, national parks are great, but they ought to take care of...
best kind. Okay, let's,
Really?
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Now, wow. Restart the show.
We hired these guys to clean out for us?
Yep, now it's a puzzling evidence thing.
Damn it.
All right.
He just took it, just like
so
that.
So harsh.
I'll kick it back over to you. There we go. La, 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 la. Okay.
Four red capsules.
Very firm in your face.
Motherless, and then it goes into, we have an incoming Alliance cruiser bearing down on us. It goes, everything looks good from here.
Yeah.
I can't get this thing to move now.
Oh, does she push in the special batons? Yeah. It's like her. Oh, you know what? Oh, that's right. We're all turned down. That's why nothing happened. I was thinking, like, show, but then, you know, man, there ain't no show. It's just that we're rerouting the wires so the show sounds better. So when everybody
it'll
comes in...
It'll be really great when I'm done with this thing.
When people come in the morning, it'll be a little bit different, but it'll be great. Yeah.
I thought we'd go out and paint some dolphins.
What?
Yeah, the day Worf went to Texas. Do you like the freckles on my face? Do you like my teeth? They're out of
place. I'd like to think so. This is the Karen Carpenter outro theme now used by Nose Hair Linkland. That's her singing. This is for all the
had this actually happened, you would have heard the following tones. That did not follow. It's late night show.
Cocaine and nuggets.
You can broadcast as powerfully as you wanted. It was 100.
So now we're on focus again. The show has started. Everything's fine. Please don't get upset. We're just going to be stepping outside the capsule for a moment.
Stupid is cool, man.
Yeah, I got a snowball for daddy.
I like sand.
I wish I had a bunch of boils.
Hey, why don't we tie a dog to Quebec?
Bitch, why don't we sell someone's cat to the middle of Nova Scotia?
What's up, dog?
Hey, what is there to say?
Council sorcerer!
Oh, that panda just raped a Hawaiian raisin can.
Apple juice, Jimmy!
I'm a...
Late night.
Wino. You're Japanese, right?
Greek!
Oh, crap. Raisin. I'm a strawberry. Eat.
Show.
Crap.
It's late night.
Eat.
Show.
Spain. Time's just worth.
You don't vote for dinosaurs?
Hell!
President,
he voted for himself over and over again.
Watermelon.
Computer that he had no screen.
It's late night. Show.
These giant Klystron tubes. Glowing red hot.
They advertise
pumping out the radio waves
because they're so
AM
shiny
frequencies.
Now, for those who don't believe you, I'm going to convince you right now.
Whoa!
That's a dangerous X.
Okay,
we'll
have a minute.
I need a THF reading for gravity correction. Check it. Bias AU, plus one. Lean back. Got a little. Your GHF reading.
Can't take my eyes off the mood lamp.
You have a move as long as you're staring at it.
No, it's doing this purple thing, but the edges are really blue.
That checks out here.
That's on the show.
Lots of sound.
That's what it's all about. Let's get some of these sounds in right away.
On the floor.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Always love to see the puzzling evidence hot file sorting action.
Lots of sound.
You're not even real, are you?
It's Boss. Los Angeles.
What the hell?
Which is the real guy and which is the radio guy?
Continuous.
Whatever the shows are, they are continuous.
Yeah.
This ain't a lazy show. And it's not your grandmother's radio station?
Dude, what'd you say it on the radio?
Yeah.
Played so many times. It's been my girl. And I'm gonna lay it down for you now. Like it or not. And if you want to sing along with me, baby, you come out in here and do it with me.
There's a man who sold out humanity. Turncoat! We will never forget Wolfman Jack for what he almost did.
What saved us was only, the shiny guy turning against the human-looking guy.
Right? Kinda, yeah.
For unexplained reasons.
No Centauri. No.
2001 goes nuts again.
I command you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, now what is that? Why does he do that? What part of the software says, we're at 52 minutes of the show. Freak out.
After noise.
Lots of sound.
It's like a
steamboat
field.
Yeah. Those are the afternoons.
You can't again for a pilot. Are you any good?
10,000 hits.
Well, congratulations, Oscar. You just signed us up for a one-way trip.
Well, once upon a time, this was Nose Hair Linkland, but thanks, K-Rob. You did it again. You made it. The Puzzling Evidence Show, which is it's always about.
Yeah.
You know, now I can talk directly to you.
I just take that show and grab it.
There you go. I want some shooting of the aliens now. So that's what we want to get.
After noise.
Yep, that's pretty accurate. Thank you.
Good morning, Earl. I'd like a cup of coffee, please.
How much sleep did you get last night?
Even in the midst of the angry sea.
Night before that.
All three of you stay open as if it was raining.
What?